Here at DC 101, everybody shows up at the airport. They turn their backs. They turn their back on the parade. Now that I get to thinking about the parade, I don't even know if I want to go. Well, you got to figure most of them aren't going to be there. You got seven of them going to the Pro Bowl. There's a bunch of them on vacation. I mean, we're going to get the janitor and the team doctor going by on Wednesday. I don't know. I forgot all about them last night anyway, watching Clint on TV. That's one of the best Clint Eastwood movies ever. The outlaw Josie Wales. A lot of classic lines in that movie. The Indian that turns to him and says, Clint looks at this Indian and says, you know, it's funny, I get to liking somebody and they ain't around long. And the Indian looks at him and says, funny, when you get to disliking somebody, they ain't around long either. I mean, the guy's a man. Oh, come on, I'm not really funny about him. Come on. I mean, it's fun to do those bits about it, but, you know, I'm just saying that if I ever went that way, you know, that, you know, I'd probably put a move on Clint, because he is a man. Not to say, you know, Clint wouldn't go that way either, you know. I mean, Clint, look at him. Did you see him last night? Now, you're going to tell me that kind of man, that kind of proud, bold man is going to be one of those funny boys? Come on. But last night, I did have a dream. I dreamt I was in the Grease Palace, putting out the chips and dips for a post-Super Bowl party. And I was waiting for Clint to arrive. And I was just kind of dusting up in the Grease Palace. Hail to the Redskins! Hail victory! Oh, it must be Clint here! Hi, honey! Come on in, the door's open! Hail to the Redskins.
Hey, punk, stop singing that song. I hate the Skins. They beat my team, the 49ers from San Francisco, where I work. Shut up about the Skins.
Come on, Clint. They need our support now because, well, they're all depressed and sad. They lost the Super Bowl and they tried hard, and we still love them. We'll still stick by them. Clint, have you heard about that guy you arrested, Dan White? Dan White, who's just been released from prison? I hear everybody's looking for him. You know, people like us are all looking for him to get him for what he did. And I hear he's found work in the Citrus District.
Oh, yeah? What's he doing?
Picking off fruits. Oh, I'm sorry, Clint. I'm sorry. I just thought you'd like a little joke.
You're a joke, punk. Now shut up. Just shut up.
Are we gonna go to the Redskins parade, Clint, and see the Redskins?
No way, punk. No way. I'd like to go to the Redskins parade after the way they turn their backs on everybody at the airport and wait for that bus to come down the street and take careful aim with my .44, the most powerful handgun ever made.
How could you even think a thing like that? For crying out loud, I just love football. Even though they get a little testy sometimes, they're still our Skins, and we're going to stick by them.
All right, punk. If you like football so much, we're going to play. You and me.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yay!
Here's what I want you to do, punk. Get down in a three-point stance. I'm going to be the quarterback, and you're going to be the tight end.
No!